Hello there. Thanks so much for listening to today's challenge. We're in Psalm 139 today, verses 17 through 22. Psalm 139, verses 17 through 22. David continues and says, "How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast is the sum of them! If I would count them, they are more than the sand. I awake and I'm still with you. Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God! O men of blood, depart from me. They speak against you with malicious intent. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do not I hate those who hate you, O Lord? Do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with complete hatred. I count them my enemies." Now, as we look at this passage, some of us might immediately go, wait a minute, this seems to go against the scriptures that teach us to love our enemies. Let me give you a couple examples of what I'm talking about. In Matthew chapter 5, verses 43 through 48, Jesus says, "You've heard that it was said you shall love your neighbor and hate your enemy. But I say to you, love your enemies and pray for those who persecute you, so that you may be sons of your Father who's in heaven. For he makes his sun rise on the evil and on the good, and sends rain on the just and the unjust. For if you love those who love you, what reward do you have? Do not even the tax collectors do the same? And if you greet only your brothers, what more are you doing than others? Do not even the Gentiles do the same? You therefore must be perfect as your heavenly Father is perfect." So here he says that we're to love our enemies. Also, excuse me, in Romans chapter 12, verses 17 through 21, it says this: "Repay no one evil for evil, but give thought to do what is honorable in the sight of all. If possible, so far as it depends on you, live peaceably with all. Beloved, never avenge yourselves, but leave it to the wrath of God. For it is written, 'Vengeance is mine, I will repay,' says the Lord. To the contrary, if your enemy is hungry, feed him. If he's thirsty, give him something to drink. For by so doing, you'll heap burning coals on his head. Do not be overcome by evil, but overcome evil with good." So here we see a couple of passages that clearly show us that we're to love our enemies. But why does David here say in Psalm 139, "Oh, that you would slay the wicked, O God! O men of blood, depart from me. They speak against you with malicious intent. Your enemies take your name in vain. Do I not hate those who hate you, O Lord? And do I not loathe those who rise up against you? I hate them with complete hatred. I count them my enemies." Now, if you understand using the whole of Scripture, you'll understand that what David is doing here is he's stating his utmost love and allegiance first to God. In the context, look at verse 17 again. "How precious to me are your thoughts, O God! How vast the sum of them! If I would count them, they're more than the sand. I awake and I'm still with you." David is stating his utmost love and allegiance first to God, just like Jesus taught us to do in Matthew chapter 10. Listen to what verse 37 says. Jesus says, "Whoever loves father or mother more than me is not worthy of me. And whoever loves son or daughter more than me is not worthy of me." We also see that he taught that if we aren't willing to hate mother and father and love him first, we cannot be his disciple. In 1 Corinthians 16, verse 22, Paul says, "If anyone has no love for the Lord, let him be accursed. Our Lord, come." What David is stating here in Psalm 139 is not contradictory to what Jesus taught and what the scriptures teach about loving our enemies. We're to love them by pointing them to the Lord. But if they persist in continuing to reject the Lord, the ultimate rejection is going to be from God toward them. Let them be accursed. We're to reach out to people in love. We're to love our enemies so that they would come to know Christ. But we are never to love our enemies more than loving Christ. Our love for God should be so supreme and so pure that it comes across as a hatred, if you will, toward those who'd reject Jesus. We love him first. If you have to choose between God and those who reject him, choose God. That's why the Bible talks about loving one and hating another. When it says, unless you can hate your mother and father and love me, Jesus says, you can't be my disciple. Of course, he's not wanting us to hate our parents. The Bible teaches that we're to honor and love our parents. But what he's simply saying is, God must be first. David says, "God, you are first. Your thoughts, I'm thinking about you all the time. Those who reject you, I put them aside." I hope this helps someone out there today. I look forward to sharing some more with you next week. Hope to see you then.